7th parak of Peya, Mishnah Beis. We are continuing the halachas of Shichacha by olive trees. Zayis shenimsa oimed ben sholosh shurash o shnei malbanim l'shachachoy einoi shichacha. We're talking about olive trees that are planted in a fashion that there are square plots of land in between them, and in those plots of land he grew wheat, and he forgot the tree that was in the middle, that was surrounded by these the grain, and therefore there's room to say that the reason why he forgot that tree is because it was surrounded by grain that caused him to forget it. It wasn't just that he forgot the tree, but there's some outside situation, or the growth of the grain around it made him relate to it as a part of the area of the grain, and that's why he forgot it. And therefore it is not shichacha, because shichacha is only when he forgot it without any external reason, just he forgot it. An olive tree that has two soin of olives in it, and he forgot that olive tree, it's not shichacha. This we learned already, this was constantly learned by grain in the previous parak, that if one forgot a large amount that he can't pick up in one time, which is sosayim, that is not shichacha. The medvar mamur is going back on the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we learned that if one forgets an olive tree, it is shichacha. If the olive tree is special by the types of olives it produces or by the position it's in, even though one forgot it, it's not shichacha, because we assume he's going to go back to it. And that the Mishnah says, that special olive tree is not shichacha if he didn't start it, and the assumption is he eventually will start it and harvest the whole thing. He started harvesting from that tree itself and then he stopped in the middle and he forgot to finish it off, then even if it's the shchosh of the olive tree in its best times, because we can't say that he's going to, I just forgot about the entire tree and he's going to go back to it, because he was involved in harvesting it, the kosh of olives, and then he forgot it. That's a regular shichacha, even though the tree itself is a special tree. Another halacha we have in shichacha calls man sheyesh loy tachtov yesh loy beroyshe. If a person forgot a tree, but he's in the middle of gathering together the olives underneath it, which is the classic way of picking olives in those days, was they would take a stick and they would knock on the tree and the olives would fall down, and then they gathered them together. Even though after they knocked it a few times, some olives remain on top. As long as he did not finish gathering the olives on the bottom, we cannot say that which he forgot on the top is shichacha, because he's still involved in harvesting and gathering together the produce. The only time shichacha takes effect is once he already gathered all the olives from underneath it, then what remains on top and he forgot to go back to becomes shichacha. Rabbi Meir Mishatelech HaMachbe. Rabbi Meir requires a little bit more than that. It's not just enough that he gathered together, but he checked through the entire ground area, and maybe some olives fell into different holes in the ground, etc. And then, in any event, even according to Rabbi Meir, once he did that and checked the ground and he's finished with that area, whatever remains on top is shichacha.